T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Mitchinson. One of Sacramento's key PG&E critics is applauding a bankruptcy court ruling against the utility. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan spoke with State Senator Jerry Hilly of San Mateo.
A bankruptcy judge ruled on Wednesday that PG&E is liable for fire damages linked to its gas and electrical lines, regardless of whether the company acted negligently. The decision could mean billions of dollars to thousands who lost homes to wildfires, says the senator.
And I think it's clear and shows that those victims of the fires of the last 2 years do not have to now go to court and prove that PG&E was at fault because of their negligence. And we know they've been at fault, and we know that they've been negligent.
PG&E had argued that it was protected from property losses as long as it didn't act negligently.
I don't know if they can appeal it because it's the bankruptcy judge really interpreting what is California law today.
PG&E and fire victims are preparing for a trial to determine just how much the San Francisco company must pay. That has to happen soon so PG&E can emerge from bankruptcy court next year. Hill says while the ruling is good for ratepayers, we will all have to share in the cost of strengthening future gas and electric deliveries. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Santa Clara County officials are working to put together a program that would help put an end to child sex abuse. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports.
At one point, the county had prevention programs for child sex abuse victims, but budget constraints put an end to that. Now they're hoping to start it up again.
It's a taboo subject, so it's something we don't talk about, and therefore it's very difficult to prevent.
Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez, now they are talking about it.
We did a hearing to focus on child sexual abuse so that we could better understand how to provide both intervention services that are so critical and also prevention services.
Chavez says a second hearing will take place next month, with the goal being to come up with a prevention and rehabilitation program to help kids. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
The Salvation Army is making it easier for you to make donations at its iconic red kettles. KCBS reporter Bob Butler tells us you can now use Apple and Google Pay on your smartphone.
It's a nationwide program that kicked off a week ago.
We're calling it Kettle Pay, and it's an opportunity for people to donate to it's a cashless way for people to donate to the Salvation Army.
Jennifer Bird says the signs now have QR codes.
They just literally bump their iPhone or Android onto the sign, and it opens up the page, and then you can give in denominations of $5, $10, or $25 to the Salvation Army. The donations will go to where the donor lives, based on their zip code.
Lisa Gillum loves it.
Kettle Pay, that's awesome. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, especially, like I said, with the robberies that happened last week or earlier in the week.
Bird says the kettle program started in San Francisco in 1891. The Army is just entering the 21st century.
We'll take any kind of donation, but some people really like that iconic, the old-fashioned way, let's put some money, a $20 bill or a 25-cent coin into the recorder, into the kettle, but we also want to show people a way that they can give otherwise.
In Brentwood, Bob Butler, KCBS.
Section of Mason Street near Crissy Field in San Francisco's Presidio will be closed for about 6 months starting next week while crews work on a project to create 7 acres of new marshland. Starting Monday, Mason Street, just east of Halleck Street, will close to allow the installation of some work underneath the street that will send fresh water, some pipes from the Presidio's Tennessee Hollow watershed to the saltwater of San Francisco Bay. There will be detours in place around the Mason Street closure, while Crissy Field and other destinations along the city's northern waterfront will remain open. The Democrats' next presidential primary debate approaching, but there are questions about how long a once prominent candidate from the Bay Area will stay in the race. We get the story from KCBS reporter Melissa Culross.
Amid falling poll numbers and staff layoffs, there are reports that the structure of Senator Kamala Harris's presidential campaign has produced inconsistent decision-making. New York Times reporter Asted Herndon.
The campaign was set up with kind of a flat organizational structure that had multiple decision makers, including her sister and a consulting firm out of California that's worked with her for a while.
Herndon writes in the paper about frustration and anger within the campaign. KCBS political analyst and San Jose State political science professor emeritus Larry Gersten adds that Harris's circumspect approach to answering questions early on also may have been an issue.
Instead of dealing head on, I've got a plan for this, a plan for that. She said, well, we need to think about this. We need to have more discussion about this. And voters are looking for answers.
But Gersten says Harris has a chance to bounce back with a strong performance at next month's Democratic primary debate.
She might have a moment, but more likely she's going to begin to feel very, very pressured to make that big decision on whether her name appears on the California ballot.
Gersten adds that even if Harris drops out of the race, she's young and can run again. Melissa Calross, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.